This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
All right. Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, my friend. I don't think you've had the pleasure of interviewing this gentleman yet, but he's a return guest of the show. Talk about an upcoming production. It's going to be a fun conversation.
Looking forward to talking about singing and dancing and acting. And
I think of you when I think of those things.
Oh, great. Do you think of me fondly?
Absolutely. Always. Well, we're joined again by Alan Kilpatrick. He's the Associate Artistic Director with the Atlanta Lyric Theater. Alan, welcome back.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
The pleasure is ours. Thanks for carving out some time. You got a big show starting tomorrow, so very excited to hear all about that. Before we do that, though, real quickly, remind the audience a bit about you and your background, and then tell us about the Atlanta Lyric Theater.
Sure. I've been in Atlanta for a number of years now. I've been working in theater all over town. I came aboard as an administrator at the Atlanta Lyric Theater about 5 years ago. I'm the Associate Artistic Director, as you said. We do five big musicals a year and frequently add a couple more. We perform at the Jenny T. Anderson Theater, which is part of the Cobb Civic Center over on South Marietta Parkway, about a mile and a half from the square in Marietta. And our next show, like you said, opens tomorrow, West Side Story.
So tell us, you know, a little bit about your rendition of West Side Story and what the audience is going to see when they go. Yeah.
You take a look at that show and it's iconic. I mean, it made history in 1957 when it opened, and the film version in 1961 did the same thing. It lasts through all of these years and still remains pertinent today. You take a look at the show and realize that the topic it was tackling back then is still every bit as pertinent today. You look at the show and realize that this is something that is timeless and timely. So we've had a wonderful time putting the show together. I have a wonderful cast. It's a great story to tell. Obviously, it is loosely based on Romeo and Juliet, very loosely based on Romeo and Juliet, and is about star-crossed lovers who find themselves from warring factions and trying to find a world for themselves in which everybody can be happy and accepted. It's gritty, and it's beautiful, and it has an amazing score by Leonard Bernstein, with lyrics by Stephen Sondheim, and the dance will knock your socks off. I have an amazing choreographer named Cindy Mora Reiser, and she's, I think, simply the best in Atlanta, and she's put together some dance sequences that will really impress people.
Well, chances are, if you're listening to this and you think, oh, I'm not familiar with West Side Story, you probably are familiar with the music. I mean, isn't it the all-time biggest-selling LP?
I believe you're
in
correct.
History. I mean, I think the only thing that ranks ahead is Thriller.
Yeah.
I mean, so it is a global phenomenon.
Yeah.
And you share a little bit of the story. I mean, talk more about the cultural phenomenon and why is it so big? Why, you know, when we're talking about the show, talking about the West Side Story pre-show, everyone's like, oh, I can't wait. It's has meaning for everyone.
Yeah. It's interesting. It has lasted the test of time. I recently read an article about Trey Anastasio, who plays with the band Phish, if you're familiar with Phish. And the question was posed to a lot of famous musicians, what is the one song, one score, or, well, let's say one piece of music that changed your idea about music, that redefined what music is, what music does? And Trey Anastasio, the writer of the book, said every artist, if they were a folk artist, they chose a piece of folk music. If they were a classical artist, they chose a piece of classical music. If they were a rock and roll artist, they chose a piece of rock and roll music. Trey Anastasio from Phish said, it's West Side Story. My mother bought me a record player when I was in the fourth grade, and she had all of these Broadway soundtracks, cast recordings. And I listened to West Side Story, and I realized the power of music, the emotion of music. It's probably Leonard Bernstein's best musical theater score. If you've never seen West Side Story, you've heard the music. You know the tunes. You know a lot of the tunes, as a matter of fact. Very recognizable. They still stand as standards in American musical theater and popular music. And as you said, that score is still one of the top-selling albums of all time.
What genre is Phish?
Phish is improvisational, I think. You know, I'm not terribly familiar with them. I know that Grateful Dead fans tend to gravitate toward Fish.
Well, I'm just making a point that, yeah, that this isn't a theater guy.
Exactly. I mean, he is not a theater guy. Fish tends to stand on stage and improv for 30 minutes at a time. You know, they're a different kind of musician. And it really struck me, you know, when I read this, because it does speak to the universality of the power of the music in West Side Story.
Very interesting. I guess I'm curious, are there any local singer, dancer, actors in the show? Or
they're almost all local. As a matter of fact, most of the casts that we put together for our productions at the Atlanta Lyric Theater are from the Atlanta area. The talent pool here is quite substantial. We have great singers, great dancers, great actors. When we first started doing musical theater, the company started doing strictly Gilbert and Sullivan. And then around 2007, we started doing more mainstream musical theater. And we were told, you'll never find the dancers. And that's simply not true. The dancers just simply didn't have a place to work. And now they do. We tap into the dance departments in Kennesaw State University and a lot of the dance studios around town. We get a lot of these really talented kids. We put together almost all of our casts from Atlanta. West Side Story, the two leads who are playing Tony and Maria actually are from out of town. The demands of the music are such that you have to have a really particular kind of voice to be able to sing Tony and Maria. So these two artists are coming from out of town. But I think maybe this is our last show of the season, and these are the first two artists from out of town that we've had, as memory serves. So most of our kids are from Atlanta.
Yeah, that's impressive. Cool. That is impressive. All right, Alan Kilpatrick will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, and we're back with Alan Kilpatrick, Associate Artistic Director with the Atlanta Lyric Theater. Before we move on to some other discussions here, Alan, for those listening who say, still don't know that I'm familiar with West Side Story, what are some of the songs that they ought to be?
Sure. Like I said, most people know at least part of the songs from the score. Somewhere, Tonight, and we were discussing on the break, I'm not sure there were many weddings that happened in the 60s and 70s where the song One Hand, One Heart was not performed in the wedding ceremony. America, I like to live in America. And Boy, Boy, Crazy Boy, the finger snapping. The finger snapping is probably as iconic with that show as anything else.
Well, stop singing. We want to drive ticket sales for those things.
You're right. I'm sorry.
So you must be able to snap to perform in West Side Story.
You must be able to snap. That's exactly right.
Well, I know some people that might rule out. So you've had an exciting 2015-2016 season and ending with West Side Story. What do you have for us to look forward to next season?
I'm glad you asked. As a matter of fact, we are doing a show at the Cobb Energy Center, not our usual venue. Last summer, we were asked to do something there, and they were gracious enough to ask us back. We'll be doing Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat in July. 1 weekend in July. I believe it's the second weekend in July. And then our 16-17 season opens with Shrek the Musical. That will be followed in October and November with A Chorus Line. And then in February, we'll be doing Million Dollar Quartet, which is a show not everyone is familiar with, but it is based on a real-life occurrence. The night that Elvis Presley and Carl Perkins and Jerry Lee Lewis and Johnny Cash all showed up at Sam Phillips' Sun Studios in Memphis. He went into the recording booth and just turned the tape recorder on and recorded them jamming together.
Wow.
So this play, Million Dollar Quartet, is based on a very famous photograph of the four of them sitting around a piano and these tapes that Sam Phillips recorded the night they all showed up at his studio. And then in April, we'll be doing Jesus Christ Superstar, and we will close our next season with Disney's Beauty and the Beast.
Oh my goodness.
It's a big season.
It's a great season.
Great season coming up.
I'm very familiar with Million Dollar Quartet.
Are
and
you?
And I don't think there's been a collection of talent like that ever again. I mean, it's just what an amazing night that must have been. Can you imagine being in that recording booth just watching that?
I know. And they were all on the brink of their careers. They were just becoming famous. And let me tell you, it's a fun show. I went up to Chicago to see it. I actually had a couple of friends who were in the production in Chicago. It turns into a rock and roll concert. It's one of the most fun shows I think I've seen in a long, long time.
Now, there's some songs there, audience, that I'm sure you're familiar with. So, you know, you mentioned your regular venue. I think it's important. We talked about this last time you were on the show. Talk about what a great venue it really is. And I think it's one of those little hidden treasures that most, a lot of people aren't aware of. Yeah. Talk about that.
Yeah, it's called the Jenny T. Anderson Theater. It's named after Jenny Tate Anderson, who was a big arts supporter in Cobb County. It sits at 548 South Marietta Parkway. It's right at the intersection of South Marietta Parkway and Fairground Streets. It's quite easy to get to. You come up 75 and get off on exit 263, and it's literally 2 miles from the exit on the interstate. There's free parking, plenty of free parking. It's about a 600-seat house. It's very intimate. The back row is 15 rows from the stage, so you're never going to be far from the action that's taking place on stage. The acoustics are great. The house is raked, meaning that each row is higher than the one in front of it, so sight lines are terrific. It's a really, really good venue for musical theater. We're quite happy and blessed to be in this facility.
I imagine there's some volunteer opportunities available with the theater. Can you share some of those?
Yeah, we have quite a large volunteer corps, people who usher for us.
Mm-hmm.
And they can volunteer to usher. Oh, let me think. What is the name of that email? It is, our coordinator is Jenny Stevens, and I believe it is jenny@atlantalyrictheater.com. jenny@atlantalyrictheater.com. Theater is spelled T-H-E-A-T-R-E, by the way. And we have sort of a guild that helps with, functions when we have parties and such. So, yeah, they should just contact the theater if they're interested in volunteer opportunity.
And what if you're listening to this and you have some singing and dancing ability and you want to learn more about it? How do they contact? Same contact or different?
Absolutely. Glad you asked that question. M. Bennett, Mary Nye Bennett, is our education director. Her address is mbennett@atlantalyrictheater.com. And we have a whole battery of classes, workshops. We've got a couple of things for students, for middle school and high school students coming up this summer, a summer camp coming up. We are constantly teaching dance classes in our dance studio, which is located right on the square in Marietta. So anybody who's interested in that sort of thing should contact Mary Nye Bennett, mbennett@atlantalyrictheater.com. Again, T-H-E-A-T-R-E.
All right. I think you and I need to take some dance lessons.
I think so, too.
I would do well at that. I'm not worried.
Good. I was hoping you were going to say no. Now I'm locked in.
Let's go.
All right. So, Alan, we're out of time, and you have to get back to the theater because you got a show starting tomorrow. Before I let you go, where can people contact you? Should they have any questions? Where can they learn more about West Side Story? And also, where can they learn about the upcoming season?
Absolutely. Please contact us at 404-377-9948. Again, 404-377-9948 or www.atlantalyrictheater.com.
Alan Kilpatrick, the Associate Artistic Director with the Atlanta Lyric Theater. Great to have you. As always, break a leg.
Thank you very much.
All right. That wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we sure appreciate a rating and review. So again, on behalf of today's guest, Alan Kilpatrick, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schneck. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.